This is Rabbi Moti Perlzon, Torahway, Saturday at Torahway. The topic is illegal minyanim. Now, many people have been davening outdoors lately because of the virus, so people don't want to daven indoors. There's many shilas this brings. There's the shila of if you want to have an umbrella, it's raining, you want to have an umbrella. Now, we know you're not meant to hold things during davening. So you've got that shaila with an umbrella. You have a shaila of sewage pipes around, which is also a problem if it smells, even if they're concealed, a sewage pipe is an issue sometimes. There's many shailas that arise when a person davens in an outdoor minyan. Now, I'm in no way advocating for outdoor minyanim. I'm just discussing the relevant shailas and the gear to these minyanim. Even as Pasha Shlach al-Chanun, people talk about Hafrashos Chalas this week's Edra, Sitzes this week's Edra, the Meraglim this week's Edra. So what's the Shaychas of davening in an illegal minyan to Pasha Shlach al-Cha? Very simple. How do we know that you need 10 people for a minyan? So we learn it from this week's Edra, from the Meraglim. It says, Eida Aroa Azois, the Rebbein Shalim told Moshe, keep away from this. And from Ada, we learn Ada is 10 people. And to create an Ada collection, a congregation, you need 10 people. So we learn from Ada, this week's Edra, that 10 people is a minion. So that's the Shaychas, this week's Edra. It's not so left field. The connection is Ada from the Raglim to tell us you're meant to have 10 people for a minion. So we know you're meant to have 10 people for a minion. The Shaila is, how does this work? How does it work, 10 people? You have 10 people in different houses, 10 people in different buildings. How do you create a minyan? Now, this is an agea to outdoor minyanim, because people are davening in their gardens, people are davening in the street. It's an agea many times. It could be on holiday, where you've got a different setup. It's not really the regular situation. You've got a holiday house with different rooms. You've got a Sheva Brachas, you make a Sheva Brachas, and after Sheva Brachas, you make Mariv. Or by a bris, you make a mincha. And you have different rooms. You've got your front room, your back room, your playroom, your hallway, your kitchen. And you want to make a minyan of 10 people. How do you create a situation of having 10 people gathered together? You have 10 random people spreading out over the hilltops in the countryside. Each one's a mile away. Is that a minyan? How do you define the minyan? What is called a minyan? Now, when the whole saga goes over and people get back to shul, the shayla is also again shul. Because there are many times the actual shul has different rooms. Lamoshal, if you think about here in Manchester, in Machzik Adas, in MH, then you've got the main base of Medrash, and at the back you've got the small shul, the Rav's shul. In that shul, right at the back by the Sidurim, there's folding doors. Those folding doors run on a rail, and that rail crosses across the entire base of Medrash. That rail is there for those doors to be slid to close. Now, those doors haven't been used in many
years. Marty, that's not in the game anymore. It's all gone. They've refurbished it.
Oh, no. Yes,
all gone. The only thing that's nothing there. It's one big
okay,
room.
Okay, so Gorksham, it's gone. Be good to other shuls. I was actually last year in London, in Sinai Shul there as well. They've got someone, I was talking to someone about the Shilin. They pointed out in that shul as well. They have doors that close. In Chodesh, they've got it, but under the Ezra's Noshim, they've got big doors that slide closed. Many shuls have these doors that slide closed. So there as well, you have the same shaila. Is it considered two different rooms where you've got five people in one room, six people in one room, and five or six or seven people in the other room? Is that two rooms or is it one room? So it's again, shuls is again, houses make minyanim, and it's for sure Nagea. Nowadays, people do minyanim during the virus, outside, in their back gardens, their front gardens, the street. You may have an Erev string that passes across. Many times you have a Torah Pesach. You've got an Erev string, you've got two metal poles. And across you've got a string that's a Torah Pesach, which locks off, it closes area A to area B. So if you've got half the minyan in area A, half the minyan in area B, is that called a minyan? Many, many situations, we have the Shaila, what's called a minyan? You have the guy who comes late to Shacharis, and he's a bit embarrassed, what does he do? He downs the Ezra's Noshim. He's on a different floor, or he's at the back of the shul, and he's got the glass or the curtains between the men and the women. So you decide to daven Ezra's Noshim. Are you considered as davening with a minion? This child has many, many ramifications. When is it called a minion? What do you need to be called 10 people are gathered in one room? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Hey has five Seifim on this. The problem is that these Seifim are somewhat of a steer. Siman Nun Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says in Seif Gimel, Soruch Sheyeh Kol HaSorah B'Mokim Echad. You must have all 10 people confined to one space. B'Mokim Echad. Sheyeh Tzibu Imoim. V'Oimit B'Soich HaPesach. Even if you stand in the doorway, not outside, in the doorway, the Hainu K'Shesoich HaDeles B'Mokim close the door, you'll be on the other side of the door. Then you're like you're outside, you're not called part of the minion. That means you have 9 people in a room, number 10 is davening in between the two sliding doors of your dining room. If you slide those doors closed and this guy would be outside, he's out. Okay. The problem is you get to the next Sif Yudalit. Sif Yudalit is Nisha Oyim Dachoybis HaKnesses. You're standing outside shul. That means everyone's, you have 9 people in shul and you are davening in the car park. You've got a window between. Even if it's very, very high. It's not a very wide window. You have a tiny little window into the shul with 9 people outside, 1 guy outside. They can see you. You can see them. Then start your morning lasor. See, if your dalit says you have 9 inside, 1 outside, you have a little window. But through that window, they're visible to you and you're visible to them. The Shulchan Aruch says that's a valid minion. So here you have a stira, Sivyut Gimel, is mashma, you got them all 10 located in one room. That means you're making your Sheva Brachas, you're davening Mariv, you've got the area on the other side where the women were, you've got the men. If you spread out over the two rooms, according to Sivyut Gimel, it would not be a valid minion. Come Sivyut Dalad, says no, only in two rooms, you've got the guy outside the building. But so long as you can see him and he can see you, that's okay. So how do you learn these Sivyut Shulchan Aruch? It carries on, Sif Tezvav, Tezayin, Tezayin, Tezches. Many Sifim negate to this sugya. It's a very big, complicated sugya. And all of them are mashma, like Sif Yud Gimel, you've got to have them all together. Sif Yud Dalet seems to be the exclusion, who says it's fine, outside's fine, as long as you can see. So is it enough to be like Sif Yud Dalet just to see? Or do you have to be like Sif Yud Gimel, Tezvav, Tezayin, Tezayin? We've got to all be located in one room. Now this is Machlokes Rishonim. It's actually a machlokes achronim as well, and it spans very, very broad in the machlokes form across many, many different poskim. You've got the list of poskim. I lift out some of them. You've got the Rashbash, the Marikash, the Shaknez Zagdele, Eli Rabba, Gon, Chayodim, Shlis Yaakov, Zer Emes, Shari Chuv. You've got many, many poskim who hold that just seeing each other, like the Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Yud Dalet, is not enough. Rather, you must be located in one room. And they explain Sif Yud Dalet in a different way. They've got a way to explain it. You've got other poskim, like the Mogen Avraham, the Matthew Yosef, based off it, Prichodosh, Yosef Haket. They explain the other Sifim the other way. And say Yud Dalet is as it is, meaning you can have 10 people split up over two rooms, split up over two buildings. That's fine, that's Sif Yud Dalet. How do you understand Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Tezvav? They have a different way to explain it. So in summary, without getting too complicated, it's a machlokes. You've got some achronim say it's good, some achronim say it's no good. The problem is that many achronim, probably most achronim hold is no good. There are those who are commonly quoted as being maker like the Shari Tshuva, but he says if you've got no other option, that's what you do. Meaning he's not happy about it. He holds like the poskim, it's no good. He says if you're stuck, and this is the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit ambiguous, he quotes the Shari Tshuva at one point, another point is Machmir, so the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit unclear. But even when he quotes the Shari Tshuva, people say, look, he quotes the Shari Tshuva, that he's Mekel, he says, Machmat Chak, there's no other option, that's what you do. So if you want to make a minion outdoors, and you've got no other option besides everyone being in separate gardens, because you're very Machmat to keep the 2-meter rule, and there's no other way to build up this minion, and you want to daven with fences between, okay, Kunz at some point, it's good. Roy Poiskim holds is no good, and the Shari Tshuva holds, Shasat Chak is good. So this, you can call a Shasat Chak, and you can be Mekel the Shari Tshuva. If you've got a way to arrange it, everyone is located in one space. You have an alleyway, you have a cul-de-sac where everyone can come out the gardens and avoid these shilas of being in two separate reshuas. Or you're making your Sheva Brachas or your bris, you've got Mincha Marav in your house, or you've got in the hall after the wedding and it's split to two different rooms. It's for sure better to arrange everything in one room. Now, this is not only to make a minion. One halacha is you want to make a minion, how to have 10 people together. Another halacha is you've got your minion, you've got 10 people. But you, number 11, you want to daven in the other room. You like your space, you want to walk around, you want to have a cigarette, drink Marev, it's relaxing for you. Or you want to daven in Ezra's Noshim, because you like the quiet You came late, so you're davening in the back of the shul or outside. So you, number 11, are in a separate room. And I have 10. 10 are collected together. Brilliant, beautiful minion in one room. I, number 11, I want to daven upstairs. I want to daven outside. Here, too, is exactly the same machlekes. So to be called vaday, part of the minion, you're supposed to come together and make sure that you're properly together with the other people to be called a proper valid minion. So we're saying there are those that are makel, but lachat chila, most points can hold it's no good, and you should come together properly and be in one room, everyone together, who's part of this minion. Now, what do you need to be together for? How much? The whole hour, I've got to be stuffed to shachris into this guy's room, and I can't stand the guy. The answer is no. The only thing you need to be together for is Shemoneh Esrei. That means for Shemoneh Esrei, you've got to have all 10 in one room. You've got to be part of them. If you want to have Dovah Shabbat Dusha, Kaddish, Kedusha, Chazar Sashan, Zlaining, then so long as you have 10 together, that's the minion. The overflow can be scattered around. That means you've got people who are worried about the virus, so they have in their front street or in the alleyway a minion. So as long as you can hear the minion, you can answer everything, no problem. You're in the comfort of your house, you sit in your chair, you relax, you listen, you answer Amen, you can listen to Laning, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha, whatever you want. Why? Because the minion is valid, you have 10 people located in one place. You number 11 are not with them, so you're not part of the minion, you can still answer. For Shemoneh Esrei, you go outside. So that's not so hard. Shemoneh Esrei, how long does it take you? 5, 6, 7 minutes, even if it's raining a bit. For those minutes, you moisten efesh, you go outside to the minion. The other part of davening, so long as you have 10 people together, you can answer. That means you've got to have 10 to create a minion. Once a minion's there, that's fine. So to hear Kaddish, Kedusha, you've got a minion, you can answer, that's fine, you've got a minion. But when you want to daven Shemoneh Esrei with a minion, you have to join them. So to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, Leining, so long as there's 10 together, even though you're not with them, that's fine, I'm not part of the minion, I can answer. How can they say Baruch Hu? Because they have 10 together. They've got 10 in the alleyway, and I'm in my house. Shemoneh Esrei, you should go outside. Because then you want to join the minion properly, you want to be located together with those other ones, and then you should be together. Someone who can't, is cold, is he's not well, he's worried about the virus, or someone who's not practical. Again, there are many poskim to rely on. But roi poskim hold you should join together properly for a minute. Now, this has many, many different ramifications. One halacha, one shaila is, we know as a yosoid, when you have a sofik with a bracha, you know, sofik bracha is lakal. You're in the middle of eating your cheesecake, and you can't remember if you made mzoinus or shehakel already, sofik bracha is lakal, comes to most poskim, you carry on eating, no problem. You have a suffix, you don't make the bracha. Some want to say, here you have a huge machlokes rishonim. If these 10 people spread over 2 gardens, 2 rooms, 2 buildings, 2 streets are considered collected together, so it's a shaila. So you want to be mekel, fine, be mekel damage from an estra. The sova brachas lahakil, so how can you make the brachas of chazar sashat? How can you make the brachas of leining? Leining, you make with a minion. You've got a suffix, you have a minion. If you have a suffix, you have a minion, how can you now go and lay with the baruch with the brachas, the chazas and shats. So then it's a very shtag horror. Seeing a sofer brachas lokal is definitely a sofer. You got steering shulchan aruch, but many achrenim hold it doesn't work. Most achrenim hold it doesn't work. If that's the case, how can you go into laying baruch hu, kaddish, kedusha, all these davarship kedusha of sofer brachas lokal? Now I'm not saying what to do or not to do. Some people want to say the minhag olam is ready to be makel. You see, by simchas people make minhag olam 2 rooms. People say that people are okay, you see how shtak is. If you want to make a laning and you've got 10 people in different gardens, different areas, different rishuyos, then for sure you should all try and collect together for these davarish of kedusha where it has a din of a bracha like baruchu laning brachas kohenim on yontov, because those things you've got a shayla of a bracha chazar sashat, the chazan has a shayla of a bracha. Or you avoid being the chazan and let someone else do it. He can rely on the makilim, but for you to enter this shayla, chatzchila, you shouldn't. Now, what's called the different rishuyos? We said MH before they pulled down the Torah of Pesach. You've got different shuls we spoke about that have sliding doors in the back, even when the sliding doors are open, Ezra's Noshim. So the answer is anytime you have a mechitza, like Kol Dini Mechitza, by Erevin there's many times a mechitza, by Sukkah many times a mechitza, any mechitza has a din of a mechitza, breaks you off the minion. So it can be Torah of Pesach, you've got a door frame, it can be Roiv of the Doifen, you've got even Meruba, it's closed. Stairways, they have the shadow now in Eretz Yisrael, or they might have made indoor minyanim. People had outdoor minyanim. People did in the Chedra Madrigot, in the buildings by the stairway. So you have diras, every floor is another dira. You have first floor, he's on his outside his dira. Second floor is outside his dira. So you've got between the 2 floors, stairs as well as a mechitza. it becomes like 10 because it's raised. Many times you've got mechitzas. The person discussed, what about Erev? Because you're davening on your street. Your street is where the Erev ends. So you've got five guys on one side of the string, five on the other side of the string. So there the person say that's not a problem because the Erev is not there to really break the rishus. The Shabbos, it has to be there as a source of Pesach. That when you're dealing with what's called a rishus, people look at two separate rooms. No one views this as two separate rooms. Someone's bar, maybe on Shabbos it could be an issue because they mamash changes the rishus. During the week, an Erev doesn't break rishus into two. If you have a doorway, doorways for sure do. So you've got you in your front room, you've got the rest of the mishpacha in the back room, and you've got between the two rooms sliding doors which are open. They're not slit closed, they're wide open, but that builds the Tzuras HaPesach. You've got the same problem. It could be it breaks into two. So you should be careful whenever you've got these situations. You've got a door frame, you've got even the Rupa is half closed, you've got two separate rooms, then you should be careful that everyone is collected together in one rishus. What other shaylas do we have here? Oh, then it comes to the next shayla. You Meikle, you want to daven in this situation. You've got a family camp, you've got holidays, you've got a simcha, and everyone is split up. You've got now during the virus, he's in his garden, I'm in my garden. So how does it work? On separate rishus, answer as Shulchan Aruch said, if Royan Zeh, I see you, then I join to you. So you have many shadows. Do you have to see me? I see you. Do you have to see me? Do all 10 need to see all 10? So there's many, many shadows here. If everyone sees the chazan, that's good. But if not everyone sees the chazan, that means I see you, you don't see me. So that as well, the boys can discuss at length. There's a sukkah in Maccas when you've got Reuven kills Shimon and Levi and Yehuda are looking from their windows, a famous sukkah many people remember. Levi is looking out of his house, Yehuda is looking out of his house. So all they aid him in separate houses. So the Gemara says, if they're Royim Zeh, if Levi and Yehuda see each other, then they link to be aid him to watch Reuven kill Shimon. So here as well, the boys can say it should be that you see him and he sees you, meaning everyone should be seeing each other. So if you've got a minion round the bends, and one sees two sees three sees four, but one doesn't see 10, nine doesn't see two, then it's very, very hard to rely on the school of the minion, because then you haven't got everyone seeing everyone, even though one sees two sees three sees four and so on. But seeing as not everyone sees everyone, it's much more shrach, seeing as the whole thing is machlokes in the first place, and Roy Poison, what doesn't work, for sure this is no good. Someone actually asked me recently, 2-3 weeks ago, they've got a situation where you've got 10 people and they all have very high fences. They can't see each other. But we said the chazan links everyone. So he said, do you know what? The chazan will stand on top of his shed and his shed is raised all the way up. He'll stand on top of his shed and everyone looks up. They all look up. They turn their eyes to Ribbono Shel Olam, to Shamayim. They look up. They all see him. Is that good? You have the chazan on his shed and all 10 eyes are looking up. So here as well, for a different reason, is very, very problematic. Pashas has not got a din of a minion, and it's very shver to rely on these Ethereum unless you know exactly how to do it properly. Because the whole thing is a machlokes as it is, and within that machlokes, you've got other machlokes in if it works. And many people make these minyanim, and not always qualify as a minion. So if that's your best case scenario and you want to daven Shemoneh Esrei, great. Worst case is no worse than being the Yechidus. What should I do? Daven at home? This is no worse than davening at home. But if you want to do Chazaras Hashem, Leini, Brechus, Koinim, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedushah, all these different parts of davening where you properly need 10, then you must check that it's probably got a din of the minion. You don't want to have a situation where it's not got a valid minion. So like we're saying now, if you all see each other, that's fine. Now, what do you need to see? I was by a minion. I couldn't see properly. All I saw was one of the kids. Now, a child has not got a din of a minion. He's a cotton. He can't join. So it isn't enough if I see him and he joins me to the minion. What happens if I see the back of the guy? Someone told me from his window you can see the last guy in the minion in the alleyway, you can see a sitzis flapping from his talus. The sitzis are going back and forwards. Is that called Roim Zeh? So a child lecher is not called Roim because a child has no din of a minion. An adult is. And the post can say, even if you see his clothes, they always your clothes are bottled to your goof. That means you've got clothes, the clothes are bottled to you. So if I see your talus, that's enough. So I can look through my window, I see the back of your talus swaying in the wind. If I want to be makel like the boys can behold, Roim Zeh, seeing each other works, then that's fine. Again, we said, like a tchila, for sure you don't rely on this. If you are relying on this, I'm in my own house, what's called Roim, even if you see his clothes, he's already got dinner for Roim. That's enough for Roim. The boys can discuss other shailas. What happens if I see you through my glasses? Wearing glasses, through my window. Is a window good? Someone told me a window's no good. I said, if a window's no good, your glasses are no good. Your glasses are a window. And I'll tell them, I'll bring you a Porsche to ride it, it's good. How do I know it's good? Could be it's wrong, but this is what the whole world does. The whole world uses their glasses. How do I know? You lean from the Sefer Torah, you look through your glasses. You look at the moon by Kiddush Levana through your glasses. Rich Soraya, you make on the buds in the beginning of Nisan, or anytime you see something, a rainbow, who takes the glasses off? I heard Graduate Shlem Zalman Auerbach took his glasses off of these things. He wanted to be sure there was no mechitza. But most people don't take their glasses off. If you want to say that looking through a window is no good, then take your glasses off. Maybe Rich Soraya. It can't be that you're going, the glass is going to be a hefsek. Therefore, your glasses, so glasses is more of a svara, it's bottled to your body, whereas a window isn't. But Lemaisa, many boys can point out, I think all of them say, glass is no problem, and if you see through the window, that's okay. So that would be another important halacha of Rome there is there. You're sitting at home, the comfort of your dining room, you're not going out, you're relying on the makilim, it's called a minion, even though you are secluded behind the protection of your building. But as long as you look outside, even through the glass, that's also okay. The boys can ask, you have to see the guy's face, but like we said, even his clothes is okay, therefore it's not mamash a problem if you even see another part of his body. Then he comes to the other shaila. Again, you have 10 people in one room, and I'm outside, so I can see them. Do all 10 need to see me? That means we said, to make the minion, 1, 2, 3, they will have to see each other. But do they all need to see number 11? So here, as long as you have 10 people could see you, that's fine. That means you've got 10 people in a room. The chazan's up front, they can all see each other. But the chazan can't see you, and you can't see the chazan. So long as you can see the other 9, that's okay. So I see we're running out of time, but quickly summarize the complicated. There's machlokes, you need everyone in one rishus or not. Most ways in the one rishus, one room. No mechitza, no doorways, no stairways, no tzuras of Pesach, nothing. All within one confined space. If that's not possible, there are makilim, most places in the world not like this, but there are myriads of poskim we hold over two places, you've got two different gardens, two different streets, two parts of midrashim, two shuls, two buildings, there are those hold that works. If that's the best case scenario, that's what you do. Sova brachas lahakel, therefore you want a lane, to chalas hashat, you have a much bigger shaila to rely on this. It's much more shvach to rely on this because you're making brachas al smach the minion, which is a machloek that the minion exists. Do you have to see the guy's face? As long as you see some of his body, some of his clothes, that's fine. It shouldn't be a cotton. All 10 must see each other. I mean, everyone must see each other. If you are davening, you number 11. We said that's fine. For Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha, Leining, Stepan, Ezra's Noshim, you're comfortable, that's great. Shemaine Ezra come downstairs. Even if there's 10 downstairs, that's fine. They're a great minion. But if you want to join the minion, you need to come downstairs and part of the minion. We hope all this will be over very soon and everyone will be able to go back to shuls, davening, regular, even when you do, or gel. Not in two different parts of Midrashim. Everyone should have a lot of Yeshua and health and wealth and happiness in their Mishpacha. Shkech.